Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of Saints Paul Meeky and his companions, martyrs, and our preaching comes from the United States by Sister Mary Jeremiah Gillette, a contemplative nun in Lubkin, Texas, who teaches in their formation program. Sister Mary Jeremiah's preaching today is entitled, Jesus is Always With Us.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out two by two, and gave them authority over unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing for the journey but a walking stick, no food, no sack, no money in their belts. They were, however, to wear sandals, but not a second tunic. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave from there. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them." So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons, and they anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. The Gospel of the Lord. When we are asked to do something for the first time, it is often scary or nerve-wracking or in the least unknown. That must have been how the apostles and other disciples felt when Jesus sent them out to preach and prepare people for his arrival. So far, they had only been observing what Jesus said and did. They were expected to put it all into action. Jesus knew their fears and hesitations, so he sent them two by two and not by themselves. This way, their gifts could complement one another. As with the paralytic whose sins were forgiven before Jesus healed him physically, there is often an interior and exterior reality at play. In today's scripture passage, Jesus tells the apostles not to be concerned about the physical realities of their mission. Just as he provides for the exterior needs, so too he provides for our interior needs. Jesus tells the apostles not to carry food, money, or a sack to put various things into. These are necessary objects. Why does he say not to take them? I think he's teaching them to depend on him alone. If they really need something, Jesus will send someone to provide these things. The same truth is true for interior needs. Jesus knows exactly what we need and when we need it, which we are not very good at. Jesus is always with us. He promised that to all believers until the end of time. He told us that we will face nothing alone, nothing, that he is always with us. When we feel anxious, then we need to refocus our mind and heart and thoughts from the physical world to the invisible world and leave ourselves out of the main picture and put Jesus in there, put our focus on Jesus. The remedy is simple. If we fix our eyes on what is seen, We will be discontent, anxious, fearful, at a loss. But we need to fix our eyes on what is not seen, and especially on our Lord Jesus Christ. Saint Faustina has given the world a famous phrase that can be used at any time. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. This will get our mind back on Christ. Get it where it belongs. And then we will not fear or be discouraged or disappointed. Just as Jesus is always with us, let us try to always be with him. Amen.